Chapter 3. Gelsey. Standing at the front desk at Austin Orthopedic Center, I gave Cassidy a tight smile as she swiped my bank card through the reader. Please. Holding my breath, I silently prayed there was enough money in my account to cover the copay. I didn't want to take advantage of Dr. Reber's generous nature any more than I already had. Half the time, he didn't charge me for the cortisone shots he administered to treat my bad back, or the electric stimulation he used when my tendonitis flared up. He'd even given me a portable TENS unit I could use at home. While Cassidy fumbled with the numbers on the keypad, I looked around for my best friend. Shannon was one of the kinesiologists on staff, and I was hoping she'd be the one to check me out. But she was stuck in a consult with one of the orthopedists. I jerked when the machine spit out my receipt. Thank you, God. Cassidy tore off the slip and slid it across the counter with a smile. Just need your John Hancock. I picked up the pen with the flower attached to the top and quickly signed my name. My stomach had just started to unwind when Cassidy hummed. It looks like Dr. Reber has requested an MRI. Where do you want to have that done? I blinked at her. An MRI? I couldn't afford an MRI. My attention slid to the medical release that Dr. Reber had signed, sitting next to Cassidy's can of Dr. Pepper. Without it, Ivan wouldn't let me dance. Nobody in our company was allowed on the floor without a yearly certificate of fitness. Swallowing my nerves, I licked my dry lips. Did he say why? I mean, he signed my release. Cursing the tremble in my voice, I clenched my fingers into fists at my sides and tried to look nonchalant while Cassidy opened my file to investigate. Looks like it's just a precaution. He wants to have the bump on your knee scanned. She offered an apologetic smile. Better safe than sorry. The bump on my knee was tendonitis. I'd stake my life on it. But apparently Dr. Reber wasn't willing to take that bet. And I got it. 11 years ago, I'd stood right in his office with my mother when she'd come in to have a lump on her shin examined. I'm sure it's just an old injury from my performance days flaring up. It goes down a little when I ice it, but it always comes back. Because cancer was funny that way. Insidious. Stealthy. Dr. Reber had ordered an MRI then, too. Or maybe it was a CAT scan. Not that it mattered. The bone cancer had already spread, and Mama died 11 months later. Of course, Cassidy knew that. Everyone did. Living in the shadow of Katya Orlov was hard enough, but living in the shadow of her death was even worse. Shannon slipped through a side door, and when our gazes collided, her steps faltered. But she quickly recovered, pinning on a smile for her coworker. Hey, Cass, Mr. Mendoza is in exam room 4. He needs some samples of that new medication the Pfizer rep dropped off. It's all on his chart. Why don't you take care of that and I'll finish with Gelsey? We have lunch plans anyway. I nodded a little too enthusiastically, grateful I'd have my best friend to help me find a solution to this dilemma. Cassie popped out of her chair, pulling a 10 spot from the pocket of her scrubs. If y'all are going downstairs, can you get me a chef salad with ranch dressing? Shannon rolled her eyes as she took the cash. That's not a real salad. You know that, right? You might as well eat a cheeseburger. Life's too short not to sample all the things, Cassidy said as she waltzed off, calling over her shoulder. Pick up a Snickers bar while you're at it. Shaking her head, Shannon sank into the chair. You look a little green. What's going on? Before I could open my mouth, she flipped open my chart and started reading Dr. Reber's notes.